Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather tonight is mild across the region. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant evening with clear skies. Jerusalem is experiencing a cool night, perfect for a stroll. And in Haifa, the breeze from the Mediterranean keeps the temperatures comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, inside Trump's ceasefire extension, Iran zigzags as a stark warning emerges, coming from Ynet earlier this hour. Also, just before the ceasefire, IDF raided a Hezbollah terror compound in Lebanon, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, Jews must stop attacking Christianity, writes the Jerusalem Post, just in. Separately, UCLA student government condemns Campus Hillel for hosting former hostage, reports Forward from earlier today. And finally, looming large over Israel's 78th Independence Day celebrations is Argentina's Javier Milei, as reported by JTA earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news outlet, reported just minutes ago that a second round of U.S.-Iran talks could take place within the next 3 days, citing the New York Post. Barak Ravid, a political correspondent, mentioned just minutes ago that Trump is willing to extend the ceasefire by 3 to 5 days to give Iran time. Oren Barsky, an economic analyst, reported just minutes ago that despite geopolitical tensions, Israel's economy continues to show strong resilience, with nearly $70,000 per capita income. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Trump ceasefire extension, Ynet reports that the U.S. weighed military strikes as Iran backed out of talks, highlighting internal divisions in Tehran. This development underscores the delicate balance of diplomacy and military strategy. Turning to the IDF's raid in Lebanon, Israel Hayom Hebrew details how Brigade 769, aided by the Air Force, targeted Hezbollah's infrastructure. This strike comes amid heightened tensions along the northern border, signaling a firm stance by Israel against perceived threats. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post calls for restraint in religious tensions, following an IDF soldier's act against a Christian symbol. This incident not only tarnishes relations but also offers adversaries a propaganda victory. On the diplomatic front, Forward reports UCLA's student government criticized a Hillel event featuring a former Israeli hostage. This highlights growing campus tensions over Middle Eastern issues and reflects broader political divides in academia. Finally, JTA covers the unique role of Argentina's Javier Milei in Israel's Independence Day celebrations. His participation marks a deepening of bilateral ties and highlights Israel's global diplomatic outreach. On the economic front, first, Israel's population grew 1.4% over the past year, reaching 10,244 million, according to Globes, earlier today. This growth reflects the country's demographic resilience amid regional challenges. Separately, Authentix, an identity verification firm, announces a leadership overhaul as founder Ron Atzmon steps aside, reported by CTech. This change comes as the company addresses challenges in the evolving tech landscape. And finally, Amazon resumes free shipping to Israel on many items after a wartime pause, says Ynet Business. This move aims to restore consumer confidence and boost cross-border trade. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.